As the pandemic continues, people are looking for ways to help those in their community who are being negatively impacted by the situation. Locally, a couple of folks have created a Facebook group called Yolidarity NWA Mutual Aid. Since its inception just last week, just over 3,000 people have joined the group, which has become a space where community members request help and volunteers fill those requests. Yesterday, Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda reached Luke Gould, one of the group organizers, by phone to learn more about the initiative.
The whole idea is based on the mutual aid model of people directly building community and directly facilitating communities meeting our own needs without necessarily relying on some higher authority or a state power or a charity to give us what we need. We give us what we need. We give each other what we need.
So how did you decide to take that concept and create this Facebook group?
I've been thinking about finding or creating some sort of mutual aid hub for our area for a while. I have been involved with like various groups like on the periphery over the years, and wasn't really sure like what in our area was available for what I was hoping to do. And so I thought that this would be a good way to kind of connect all of those groups that are already existing, like provide and facilitate a hub for people to find what's available and find ways for them to get involved. I was planning on trying to get more involved with that work after I finished up with grad school. But then the email came down last week that, you know, classes was getting canceled. And for those of us that's an internship, like we weren't going to be able to go to our sites anymore and collect our hours. So it's like, oh, I'm not going to be graduating this semester anyway. Might as well find something to do with my time.
So how is the page organized? How does this work? The idea is if someone, say, is immunocompromised and needs to stay home, but they need something, they can reach out and ask for help. Is that kind of the idea? And how is that sort of formatted? How do I make my request? Or on the flip side, how do I volunteer?
There is a volunteer form where you can sign up and you know what types of volunteer work you're going to do, like when are you available. And so right now we have probably around 100 volunteers. And so the request form is, you know, we want to make sure that people understand, like, we do not offer direct financial or material support. You know, we don't have any to give. We don't collect money. We aren't at this time currently collecting direct donations. Like, we're just acting as a hub to facilitate people becoming connected to area resources and this kind of horizontal people helping people sort of thing. So when people put through a request, it goes to our central email, and we can look through that, see what they're requesting, and then we would try to connect them with a volunteer. So if a request comes in and somebody's like, hey, I'm sick, I need somebody to deliver my groceries, I'm in Springdale, then we would look for a volunteer in Springdale with the hours matching when they need the request, and send out a text or email to that volunteer like, hey, there's this run that needs getting made, and if you're available, like, can you do it? Great, cool, we'll connect those two together, and that can be facilitated. So we're not asking our volunteers to like buy people groceries. It's for pickup. We ask people for their like what sorts of online payments and stuff they accept so that they can, you know, reimburse their deliverers. But sometimes people do like volunteer and offer to give people things, and I think that that's like been a really interesting thing that we've seen, is that people are not utilizing our forms as much as we thought they would. People are instead posting directly to the group, and group members are facilitating those direct interactions, which I think has been really interesting. So I think it's been really good. I think most of what we've done so far is through indirect facilitation, this like very community-based, like people just having a place to reach out and to connect with other people. I think that's been most of our successes so far. But in the coming weeks, as like things get more locked down, I anticipate that we might get more quote-unquote official requests. And so we are prepared for that. what I've been hoping is that this experiment in lateralization, this experiment in directly connecting people to their communities, will help foster this sense that we don't have to rely on these outside entities, that we are empowered. We can directly reach out to our neighbors. We can make those community connections. We can look out for each other, even when the world isn't ending, and provide an ongoing space for people to know where to go to make those connections.
That was Luke Gould, one of the organizers of the Yolidarity NWA Mutual Aid Facebook group. Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda reached him by phone yesterday. For more information, you can search for the group on Facebook or send an email to mutualaidnwa@gmail.com.